Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Low, the fourth batter Cabrera has faced. Here's the pitch. It's hit on the left side and through. A base hit into left field. Simeon around third. Here's the throw from Donovan. It's offline. Simeon scores. And the Rangers walk off the Cardinals in the opening game of this series. The final score, 4-3. Rangers are bouncing between first and second. And it is a happy house in Arlington.
Who needs Jacob DeGrom? Final hour fist pump time of a Tolo Tuesday on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube. I'm Sean Sharif alongside Ralph, James Choppy, Roberto Belt. We got Peyton and Ryan in the back here on your home for Rangers baseball. That was the audio on this station of the walk-off win. Our guy Grant Anderson got blowed up. Got blowed up a little bit. Had a 3-1 lead. They end up tying it, but they take advantage. Jonah Heim, outstanding throw in the ninth. Simeon extends the hitting streak and has a walk in the bottom of the ninth inning. They take advantage of Nolan Arenado on Peyton Russell's Mount Rushmore, dropping a little pop-up from Seager, and then Lowe with the opposite field base hit to walk it off for the Rangers. But does Vegas believe, even with Jacob DeGrom being moved to the 60-day IL, he's not eligible to come back to the end of the month? Will he even come back? Bobby doesn't believe he will. RJ thinks it's a 35% chance. What does Vegas think, and who do they have as the favorites to win the World Series?
Tampa.
Tampa is one.
Tampa is not even in the top two.
Ooh.
In terms of the favorites, okay, Houston.
Nope.
Atlanta.
Atlanta is the favorite at 5-1. Who's second?
Houston.
Houston.
Nope.
Damn it. The Yankees.
Nope.
Dodgers.
Dodgers.
It's unusual.
Yeah.
To have the top two favorites from the same league.
11-2 for the Dodgers. Okay. So how many teams until we get to the Rangers respect?
We're two.
We got the Braves. We got the Dodgers. You already named the Rays at 6-1. You named the Astros at 15-2. You name the Yankees at 11-1.
Rangers are sixth.
They're not. Who's after the Yankees?
Oh, man. Orioles?
Nope.
Blue Jays?
Nope.
Can't be them. They're in last place.
Diamondbacks.
But the Blue Jays are actually above us.
Oh, my gosh.
16-1.
Okay, so let's see. Is Milwaukee?
No.
Not Arizona.
Uh-uh.
Mets?
Mets. Mets are 16-1. Toronto is 16-1. Then there's one more team. We're actually tied with them. National League.
Pittsburgh.
No.
No, stop it. Stop it. Milwaukee?
No.
Not the Dodgers, not the Braves. You already said those.
It cannot be the Padres still, is it?
It's the Padres.
Oh, my gosh.
Padres went from 8-1 to 9-1 and now 18-1. The Rangers are 18-1. So kind of there in the middle of the pack. Right above Minnesota, Milwaukee, the Angels, and Seattle.
It's the idea that they don't believe the bottom of the order can do this for the rest of the year, which, I look, I mean, if you haven't done it for an entire year,
you can't really say, oh, they're going to continue to do this if you're Vegas. I get that. It seems low.
The Padres are 4 games under .500 stars, and they're in fourth. They're fourth in the division.
They've got stars. They've got stars. We have major breaking news.
We do.
Major.
Oh, my God. You're getting me excited.
Major breaking news.
What's Is it about to- the major?
Shut up, Bobby. What's it have to do with?
Bobby's kind of onto it.
Never mind, Bobby. I retract that. It's about the major.
Like, who? I don't know. What golf major is somebody bowing out of?
Nobody's, no golf major. Nobody is bowing out of any golf major.
Don't tell me it has to do with golf.
It does.
That's not that exciting.
You want to bet?
Tiger retired?
No. What's the biggest, what would be the biggest golf
story right
now?
Liv is shutting down.
Close.
Whoa. Liv is merging with PGA.
Yes.
Wow.
The PGA, that's according to CNBC. They are merging. They have catered. They said it didn't even take a year. It didn't even take a year.
Wow. Wow. So they're just going back to what it was.
Yeah.
So they're more AFL than USFL.
So now all the PGA guys are going to be bitter as hell that the LIV guys are making more
so
money.
So Phil just pocketed $200 million and he's coming right back to where he was.
So all you purists on the PGA Tour just look like dummies now.
Breaking
this
news.
This according to CNBC.
Breaking news on the Fan is presented by BetQL. Smarter bets start with BetQL. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. Look, this is fantastic for all of us. It's a win for all of us.
Yeah.
It's a loss for the PGA players who didn't go and take the money. Mm-hmm. But, man, let's get these. The LIV, their broadcast rights, irrelevant, non-existent. No one knew where it was. Nobody cared. Get all these guys competing against each other as many weekends as possible.
Yep,
this is a win for sports and golf fans.
Absolutely.
In my opinion.
I totally agree. And you know, who knows how they're going to wind up doing this? Who knows what's going to happen? But this is according to CNBC. The PGA Tour agrees to merge with rival LIV, backed by the Saudi Arabia Public Investment Fund. The proposed merger comes after the long lawsuit litigation regarding antitrust claims. This deal ends all pending litigations. It also means that all the LIV guys, I thought they were banned, but they either could come back to the tour and they are back in the official world golf rankings, and the majors are now safe. The majors don't have to make these weird, stupid rules to keep guys out or whatever.
So this is the story. CNBC is still pretty thin on details.
Yeah, they have no details.
But so they're going to merge together for a new yet-to-be-named for-profit company. And it says the Saudi Arabia Public Investment Fund is prepared to invest billions of new capital into the new entity. So they are, this isn't just a, hey, we're merging or we're buying out or we're paying. This is like they're partnering up. Like they're going to be partners with this Saudi Arabia group.
The PGA is going to partner. Yes.
That's what it reads like. It reads like the Saudi.
Hey, Brandel. Hey, Brandel, what do you say about this one now, Brandel?
If that's the case, LIV won.
Well, I mean, they're probably now the money behind it
is merging.
Yeah, they're them.
So if it's the way it reads here, LIV wins in the end. Saudi Arabia wins in the end.
Yeah, they do. They really do. And you know the sanctimonious media. Christine Brennan's of the world. You have to call. They're going to take it on the chin now.
And LIV PR just hit up Peyton and said David Faraday is available on Monday.
Hey! Oh,
perfect timing.
So there you go. David Faraday available on Monday. I don't have no idea what you're saying through the glass. Bassick talking to us through
the
glass. Hey, Mike. Wearing a collared shirt. I was going to save you for the next segment with Kyrie getting LeBron to come as a Maverick.
God almighty.
Why are you all dressed up? The Rangers
it's picture
play
day
night.
Today.
Yeah, I forgot clothes.
I have a change
those?
Of
can
clothes.
Just, can we just change these? Can we just, no. can I just trade
you,
for a minute?
I was like, you guys are taking us in t-shirts and hoodies, the picture day for. I guess you guys have so many endorsements, you guys don't need to dress up.
Did you see how I was dressed for a wedding?
For the sales team to really sell you guys. You guys are already sold.
Can I wear that for pictures real quick?
Like, no, I don't have any other clothes.
You can wear these for a couple.
What, do you know your dress shirt size?
It's like an extra large.
No, like the
like
collared
42,
part.
Like the, yeah.
Your arm length.
My neck is like an 18, 17
well,
and
this
a half.
Isn't going to work.
Well, it doesn't matter. I'm not going to button the top. I'm not Chris Sims.
Sheesh.
He's not buttoning the top either.
Yeah, I'll be just like that. I will fit into that.
No.
Well, I'll try it right now. Come on.
No, I'm not doing it.
No.
I'm not doing it. All right. Do you want me for next segment?
Yes. I want you to come in for LeBron and Kyrie as Mavericks.
And come in different clothes.
Here's my tease. Oh, God.
All right, American League odds. We already told you the Rangers are tied for eighth to win the World Series. American League odds, the Rays are the favorite, then Houston, Yankees, Toronto. If you think the Rangers can get there, they don't even have to win. Just to win the American League, you can get them at 9-1. AL West, Astros are the favorite. 2-3, we're 2-1. The Angels are 7-1. So Vegas is not believing in the 3.5 game lead that we currently have over the armpit. What about individuals?
That's stunning, though, by the way.
Stunning?
I mean, stunning? It really is stunning that they're that low.
You mean to win the World Series? I just went over the West. What are you talking about?
Well, both. I mean, we're going back to the World Series, but even the West, it's stunning like that a team that has the second best record by quite a bit. That's got 40 wins in 60 games.
Yeah.
Best run differential. Far down. Yeah. I mean, now, again, Vegas, this is not Vegas's genius. This is not where they do their best work in the futures betting. And a lot of this is, you know, they want the most money to come in as possible. So maybe they undervalue on purpose. I don't know. But
The large segment of Texas Rangers betting?
No, but I think people would see value in it and then bet. And they're betting that the Rangers come, you know, don't win the World Series, so they would get a lot of money there.
Individual awards. Let's see if we're getting any respect since we're not getting respect for the division or to win at all. American League MVP favorite.
Shohei.
Shohei.
Shohei, 5-7. Then, you want to just guess any other names?
Judge.
It is Judge. Then Alvarez. Oh, God, I butcher his name every time. A Rosarena, got it.
Hey, got him.
Wander Franco, both 20-1. Then Bo Bichette, Mike Trout, Vlad Jr., Rutschman. What? What are you laughing at?
Just how far down we're getting on this list does not mirror where Marcus Semien is on the WAR standings.
Diaz, and then tied at 40-1 with Kyle Tucker and Devers is Marcus Semien. Semien was off the board May 2nd. He's now 40-1 to win the MVP.
That's garbage.
If you believe, there's no one else on this list from Bet Online. No other Ranger on this list. Semien's the highest one. No Seager listed.
Well, okay, so he did miss a lot of time, which at this point is gonna impact his chances greatly. You can't really argue with the top two. Those guys are just having major years. But Semien needs to be higher than 40-1. He needs to be higher than Bo Bichette.
You know what's interesting? If you reverse Semien and Seager's seasons, and Seager's just played this entire time and put up Semien's stat line, and Semien was out, I bet you Seager's name recognition and everything else would have had him way higher on the odds than 40-1. I think it's just some disrespect probably for Marcus Semien after he fell off last year and a lot of people had forgot about him.
NL MVP favorite?
Acuña.
Yes, even money. In a blowout right now. Then Freddie Freeman, Pete Alonso, Juan Soto, Mookie Betts, Goldschmidt, Bryce Harper, Tatis Jr. Star. Right there in order. AL Cy Young. Favorite?
DeGrom.
Cole.
DeGrom. Cole second. Buzz yourself, Peyton, you smart ass.
McClanahan.
McClanahan. Well done. McClanahan's the favorite. Then Garrett Cole. Then Ohtani. Then Gausman. Then Valdez. Then, are we getting disrespectful at all here? Are we waiting to hear Evaldi? Then Joe Ryan. Luis Castillo. George Kirby.
I think we've already hit. Now we've hit it. You want to say he's behind McClanahan, Cole, a lot of those guys, even
Valdez,
even Framber. Framber's, you know, he's tremendous. You start getting further down the list, it's a little disrespectful.
Evaldi's ninth at 16-1. He was off the board in March. He was off the board in May. Didn't have the best start, and now he's on fire. 16-1, right over Sonny Gray.
Mm, okay.
NL Cy Young.
Spencer Strider.
I don't think. Zach Gallen.
It is Spencer Strider.
Is it really?
He has 113 strikeouts in like 60 innings this year.
Tied with Gallen.
Yeah.
Both 2-1.
Did you see the stat last night that about Zach Gallen on the Rangers broadcast?
No.
The Cardinals had both him and Sandy Alcantara, and they traded him to Florida in the same trade.
Oh!
for Marcelo Zuna.
Ooh! Way to go, Tony La Russa. All right, AL Rookie of the Year. How long till we get to Josh Young?
Not long at all. Number one.
He's tied for second. Masataka Yoshida is... He loves that buzzer. Yoshida is the favorite. And then Josh Young is tied with Hunter Brown at 7-1. And then Corbin Carroll is the favorite in the National League.
Okay.
So those are your odds. A little disrespectful from Vegas towards our Rangers.
I think the most disrespectful one is Josh Young. Like, he's won the... Isn't he won Rookie of the Month both times?
Yep.
What the hell? What's going on here? What world are we in?
This is some, like, Golden Knights, angry sentiment from Vegas, I think, lingering.
Is Mike Bacsik ready for his LeBron James Mavericks jersey? Mikey B in studio. Is he going to applaud Kyrie for recruiting LeBron to DFW next?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The NBA report that rocked the Metroplex so much, we brought Mikey Bacsik in studio. His head is already in his hands. Sham Sharania, take it away on McAfee.
Yeah, I mean, the reality is it's probably very unlikely because of the reasons you just mentioned. Like, LeBron James, for everything I've heard, is he's happy. You know, with LA, being in LA, his son Bronny is about to play at USC. So, you know, there's a lot of reasons why being a Laker, retiring as a Laker, makes a lot of sense for LeBron James. But everyone I've spoken to fully expects, and my full expectation, that LeBron James is going to play next season. He has way too much left in the tank. He looks too good. He just averaged, 29, 7, and 6? Like, the numbers he's putting up at the age of 38, unbelievable. So, I think everyone expects him to play. But the fact that Kyrie Irving, everyone talked about Kyrie Irving going to LA. LeBron clearly has made it known he wants to play with Kyrie Irving, and he wants to play with Kyrie Irving in LA. But now Kyrie Irving is changing this, and he wants to recruit. And I think the bigger story is what will happen with Kyrie Irving in free agency. The fact that he's going out and wanting to recruit a guy like LeBron James, it's clear he's putting on his recruiting cap. He wants to get talent in Dallas. He's trying to recruit talent to Dallas, and we'll see how that plays out and bodes for his free agency.
Mikey B, The Athletic in LA reports the Lakers are not interested in what Dallas could offer in a trade for LeBron, who has 1 year left on his Laker deal. And if they're offering Luka, yeah, they might listen. But the Lakers yesterday insisted, according to The Athletic, they're not interested in adding Kyrie this summer. What do you think of all this?
There's a lot here. First, I think Kyrie desperately wants to be a Laker. And I think that his agent has told him recently, I'm not saying yesterday, probably a week or so ago, like after LA exited the playoffs, Kyrie, I've tried every which way to see how to get you to the Lakers. I can't figure out a way. The Lakers aren't that interested. The money's not going to work out. Obviously, the Mavs would have to work out a sign and trade to get you there. Kyrie, I've tried everything. Yeah. It's not working out. Do you want to stay in Dallas? Because I'm pretty sure I can get you $40+ million a year on a multi-year deal there. And if it doesn't work out, you know how I got you out of Brooklyn in a heartbeat. Yeah. I've got you out of situations.
Hit the button.
So I think that that is what then made Kyrie go, all right, if I can't go to the Lakers, let me call up LeBron and see if he's interested at all on a one-year deal with a team or a player option at $50 million to come to Dallas. And why do I say it at $50 million? Is LeBron worth it? Yeah, he's worth it. But for the Mavericks to be paying in 2024 approximately $43 to $44 million for Luka, approximately $43 to $44 million for Kyrie, and to open up $50 million, because if LeBron were to opt out of that contract and say, you know what, I've decided to go to the Dallas Mavericks, which is almost impossible to me, but let's just say he's decided that. You have to open up $50 million to do it.
That'd be $136 for three players.
Yeah, you're at the cap. And it's
what is the cap?
I'd have to look. I believe the cap this upcoming season is right around $130.
$134.
So they'd be in the luxury tax. Cool.
Yeah, and you can't even really do it because you have to have cap holds. They don't allow you to just say, hey, go to $130 on two guys and then fill out the rest of your roster. Like, no, we don't allow you to do that. So it gets pretty impossible to see it. If you wanted to tank for LeBron, which you literally would have to tank for a 40-year-old player, you have to start now sending players away this offseason and giving away all of your assets. We're sending away Bertans with the 10th pick, and we want nothing in return. We're sending away Tim Hardaway Jr. and your 2027 first-round pick for nothing in return. We're sending away JaVale McGee and Maxi Kleba for nothing in return. Like, you'd have to just start going, we're literally going to put nothing around. We got to send Jaden Hardy away in a trade to make, like, if you wanted to send away McGee, you'd have to say, all right, I'm going to attach Jaden Hardy to this trade to make you guys take this contract away. Like, it doesn't make any sense. The other thing that worries me here is this. We have not seen the real Kyrie Irving in Dallas.
No.
We have seen the best behaved Kyrie Irving in his career. He's now.
Yeah, you will.
Is he general managing? Is this what Mark Cuban wants? Is this what Nico Harrison wants? Is this what the new Utah Jazz guy, I'm forgetting his name, that might be the next general manager of the Dallas Mavericks? Is this what he wants? Does he want Kyrie recruiting players to Dallas that we don't even know if the front office truly wants to recruit?
Why did you just say we might not see the real Kyrie?
Because the media here is so easy that he may never get contentious.
Were they tough in Cleveland?
Right.
But he was not like this there. Maybe at the very end, but he
can't help himself.
He can't, but like they were nothing there. Now Boston was contentious right off the bat, right away. Brooklyn, obviously, same thing right away. They're very intrusive. They pry. We don't pry here. We don't care.
Didn't he make the shot to win the championship and then a month later said, LeBron's not my older brother. Don't call me somebody's younger brother.
Let's just say that the three of them got together. Is that a championship team?
Not at all. It's a horrible team. There's one basketball. I get LeBron and Luka. Even Kyrie and Luka, I can kind of see it. Those three together, think about what Chris Bosh had to do. Averaging, I don't know his numbers, let's just say 25 and 11 with Toronto. And they said, hey, you are going to take all the blame for all of our losses. You're going to stand in a corner and touch the ball 10 to 15 times a game. You need to play as great a defense as possible, still get the 10 to 15 rebounds, but only now get about 14 to 16 points a game. You can score 25 when guys need nights off. But you're also going to take the blame because when we're going to look at the box score, Wade and LeBron are still going to have their 25 to 30. They're going to have all their numbers. You're going to be the guy in the box score that looks really ugly. And so you're going to be the reason we lost and never the reason we win. Who's going to do that? Who's the 6'11" guy in this situation who wants to play hard defense and wants to have their numbers be cut in half? None of them do. And none of them want to play defense. So especially Luka, because he's the youngest guy who possibly could. So Luka would be the guy, honestly, in this scenario that say, you're going to have to sacrifice the most of your game to make this possibly work.
It's very hard to stay distracted here with these window washers.
Listen, this is literally, these are the toughest men that I know.
They're grappling on the 11th floor of this building, hanging by this rope right here.
Ryan, get a shot of them. Let's ask them what they think of Kyrie and LeBron.
Really messing up my concentration. All right, so Mike, my number one takeaway from this is Kyrie is showing he may want to be here.
Mm.
He may want to be here if he's trying to get LeBron to
under
come.
Under his GMing conditions, yes. As long as he is the general manager and dictates who the coaching staff is, like he's had his whole career, he would like to be here.
And then why did this story get out? You know, follow the breadcrumbs. Who reported this? Who would want this out there?
Kyrie.
Why?
Because he wants to show that he's somewhat in control. And also, hey, give me the max contract. Don't start me off at 40 or 43. Start me off at 47. That's my number. Look what I'm already doing. I'm already trying to convince LeBron, the greatest player of this era, to come here. Now, don't mind that. Look, LeBron is still great. He can't play defense in the regular season. He's almost 40 years old. He knows how to conserve his energy. So you have to ask all the other players to somewhat carry a bigger load than 10 years ago with LeBron or even 5 years ago with LeBron, because he has to conserve his energy to possibly have the energy to play in the playoffs at a very high level. It's to me, Kyrie all of a sudden starting to show, and not in a horrible way, starting to show the Kyrie warts. I'm going to general manage this team. I want to somewhat coach this team. I need this and this and this. And I get, if it's not LeBron, we're going to hear during the season as things struggle, hey, I need a better center. Well, yeah, you do. But the problem is then you start kind of taking shots at your own center situation by saying our center isn't good enough. I need, I don't know who his favorite center. It used to be DeAndre Jordan. He screwed over Brooklyn by saying DeAndre Jordan's my guy. And then when they weren't good enough, and Brooklyn was like, here's the deal. You made us take DeAndre Jordan at a big number. And he's like, not my problem. Figure it out. And they're like, to get you to here, you made us take DeAndre Jordan. We cannot get any value out of DeAndre Jordan in the market because nobody wants him. Kyrie, that's your fault. And he's like, no, it's not.
Chances that the alternative conspiracy that a couple of writers were throwing out there yesterday is that this was leaked, but it was leaked from the side or with the intention of let's worry LA and make sure LA gets what LeBron wants this offseason and maybe put the pressure on them that you need to go get Kyrie because I may go with Kyrie over there.
I can see that. I can definitely see that.
But then they would look, all they would have to do though is look and see that it's not feasible, right? And not really get worried.
Unless they stir up the concern within the Lakers that is LeBron wanting to go? Does he want to? That would be all they'd have to worry about. Because if LeBron makes a fuss, he'd be able to get out.
Because the Mavericks have nobody Lakers would want.
No. I mean, Luka. That's literally
right. Yeah, Luka.
What's Luka thinking about this report? Did they talk? Was he consulted? Is Kyrie like, this is my team? I'm fascinated.
I'm happy here.
I'm fascinated over that.
I'm sure in a way, Luka would be just fine with LeBron. It's his hero. At the same time, it's pretty impossible to get him here. I mean, when you just start looking at what LA would take back from the Mavericks, it's impossible to pretty much do it. And I just can't see if he were to leave the Lakers. He chose the Lakers for a whole bunch of different reasons. One, they're the most popular team. That's the most eyeballs in the world by far. It's like the Cowboys somewhat, except even different in the NBA because it's more important to be on the most popular team in the NBA. If he left LA, I could see him going back to Cleveland for one more run and somewhat his hometown team. If he wanted to go back to Miami because he sees they just made the NBA Finals, whether they win or not, who knows yet.
But, and his boy's going to college out there.
Yeah. So I just don't. But even if after, let's say, a year, like he goes to USC for a year, he declares for the draft. And like I could see him going, you know what, for one more run or one more story of LeBron James, it's back to Cleveland or back to Miami. I don't see why to Dallas, did they win 36 or 38 games?
38.
He wants to go to a team that won 38 games?
But Creeper Pepe, now mustacheless, has found the key.
Yeah, so I found out Bronny's girlfriend does go to SMU.
Oh,
she's
coming.
An SMU fanatic.
They're Mustangs.
How did you find that?
I just had to do some creeping. No,
Peyton's already following the Bronze girl.
Peyton Bronny's.
There's so many articles about her out there that's so easy to find. So, and it's in her bio.
I'm sure Bronny's really faithful in LA, being LeBron's son at 18 years old as a McDonald's All American, that his girlfriend is in Dallas, that he's not sleeping with USC girls.
Let's ask Sandler to do some call Sandler's USC connect.
Let me ask you.
Oh, God.
Do you think I'm more than 50% right or less than 50% right on my opinion?
I think you're more than 50% right.
Get it, Twolos. So, all right, what's more ridiculous, the LeBron rumor or Mark Stein saying that the Mavs are trying to get Jeff Van Gundy to be an assistant coach.
That sounds a little bit weird from his position of power at ESPN/ABC and the stressless job. I'm not saying there's no stress with that job, but you go from that to just being an assistant coach again in the NBA. Is it weird to me that it's like the Mavericks are trying to hire another head coach so Jason Kidd doesn't have to be a head coach?
I mean, if I'm Jason Kidd, I don't want this. I don't want somebody looking over my shoulder every bad timeout, every bad play I draw up that everybody's going to be calling for Jeff Van Gundy to be the coach.
They wanted Frank Vogel until he got the head coaching job. Like, it seems like they're trying to hire another head coach because they might have an idea that this is a little bit too much for Jason Kidd.
We have humongous breaking news that we'll talk about. Crosstalk with KMC is next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It is now time for Crosstalk with breaking news and the KMC masterpiece. Why are you chuckling?
So we were talking about feedback on the fan text, and it reminded me my favorite, I think my favorite interaction I ever had on the fan text is when we filled in for Rage for like a month, and somebody goes, "Who the F are you guys? I'm the biggest, fan in the world." And I go, "Well, Rage has been gone for more than 2 weeks, so maybe you aren't the biggest fan in the world." They got so mad. They were like, "F you, MF, or blah, 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 blah." It was amazing.
Corey Majors, good morning. What's coming up?
We had to change up everything, Sean, because this golf stuff.
This is golf!
Yeah, golf has changed the world.
I hate to tell you about that.
I heard the breaking news right here on the fan this morning, and it was spectacular to hear Bobby fake guessing. I feel you already knew. I feel like you knew.
I didn't. He said we got major news, and I thought he was trying to make a pun, like somebody had dropped out of a major. That's why I guessed that.
Don't forget my last name is Majors, so y'all can always be like, "Oh, is this Corey news?"
Spell it wrong.
I knew that. I knew that too.
Did the Rangers make the absolute worst signing this offseason? That'll be right out of the gate. On the show, we also have
Evaldi was a good signing.
You need RJ to stick around to take congratulations on being right.
I take no joy.
Yeah, right.
I love being right. I guess you know what I would want to see is him never pitch again, but they win the World Series either way.
So yeah, that would be interesting.
That feels like a personal vendetta against DeGrom now. Then.
Yeah, because somebody said, "Are you rooting against him?" I'm like, "No, I'm not rooting against him, but I just hope he never pitches again. They won the World Series."
We will ask Bochy if he agrees with Chop at 12:20 today.
There you go. That they should win the World Series without him? There you go.
And also, Mike, would you like to make your announcement on who's in studio with us today?
Today we have a man named Rick Hill, So I'd like for you to Tolo, and if you can during a commercial break, type in The Hill trailer. So there's a movie coming out on August 25th, and it's from the people who made Rudy, the people who made Hoosiers. This is the
life. Dennis Quaid in it.
Dennis Quaid's in it. This is the life story of a man named Rick Hill, or goes by Ricky Hill, who's going to be in studio with us. And just talk about him overcoming really not being able to walk as a kid, and then his minor league career looking like it's going to be great. And he's roommates with Andre Dawson in the Expos system, and he's going to be a major leaguer. And then his legs stop working again. So this, the movie's coming out in August, I believe August 25th. And Rick Hill let us know the exact date and when it's in theaters and everything. But this is kind of the Rudy baseball story.
Except it's true.
I thought the Rudy baseball story was The Rookie, which also starred Dennis Quaid.
You know what? That is
he's found a crew.
He's rivaling Costner for the baseball movie guy.
Did they film that here at the ballpark?
Somewhat.
They did. Dennis Quaid struck out Royce Clayton.
Nice.
Chop, what's the breaking news?
There is a merger. There is a merger. They have caved. It barely even took a year. And Tiger Woods, I bet you were just rolling over right now. You turned down $900 million estimate from Liv.
Which probably not the worst decision he's ever made.
You could have pocketed it because now they're all together. They have all merged. The PGA Tour, the Liv Tour, and the DP World Tour, which you know affectionately as the European Tour, they have all merged, which means everyone's back in the Ryder Cup. Everyone's back in the majors. Phil wins. Greg Norman is walking in there with that hammer of his. Remember that beach photo? Holy cow. He's walking into PGA Tour headquarters, and he's going to lay it right down the table. It's probably going to sound like that, too. And he's going to tell Brandel, how do you like me now, big boy?
What's Rory going to say to all this?
He's going to start his own tour.
I feel bad for Rory.
Yeah.
He is starting his own tour with Tiger. The PGA Tour basically sent Rory out to the wolves. Said, here, go stand up for us. Be the face of our organization. And now he's, you know, complaining about Greg Norman taking shots. Greg Norman's now his boss. And the PGA Tour, they just threw him out there to the wolves.
Is Greg Norman going to be the head of this?
No way.
He's the money behind it. Who do you think is bankrolling the PGA Tour now?
The Saudis?
Yes.
Not Greg Norman, right?
But he's their guy.
Okay.
Who's working under whose umbrella? That's the question.
They will work.
Are they going to live? Is the PGA going to live? It says yet to be named. Yeah.
My assumption is it will still be called the PGA Tour. Live will be the money behind the PGA Tour. The PGA Tour will expand into Adelaide in Australia and Jeddah, and they'll use some of the Live courses. They'll expand back.
Will
in
they
there.
Play Live rules for weekends?
Yeah, that's interesting.
I guarantee you there will be, because they already started this, right? They started doing these, or next year they're going to start some of these other tournaments where they're invite only, no cut tournaments. They'll do that, but they'll probably play it under the Live rules. I mean, it's going to be a combination of both. You'll get regular tour events. I wonder what's going to happen here. What's going to happen to these two tournaments here?
Have any of y'all ever seen the movie The Lookout?
No.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt. There's
a
line in there.
Yes, I have.
There's a line in there. He says, I have the money. I have the power. If this is Saudi-backed, if they're the financier, they're in charge.
And I'm really curious. Like, I'm not joking about this. All the PGA players who said, I'm not doing this.
Yes.
And they said, I'm not doing it for moral reasons. Well, now you are.
Is Brandel going to quit?
I mean, and they got forced on them. It sucks. Yeah. But, like, will they just skip those particular tournaments that are, like, at the Liv-sponsored courses? Are they going to get a pay increase, and then do they accept it because that's where that money is coming from? I don't know.
Part of Liv was they're only going to play, I think, a dozen or 15 events, but you had to play all of them unless you had some kind of medical issue. You had to play all of them. You had to do two dinners with sponsors, and you had to play in the Pro-Am. Like, that was the deal. We are going to pay you this. It's guaranteed money, but you got to do this, this, and this.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't surprise me, because a lot of players, like, if they don't have to, like, if Tiger Woods didn't have to play in the Pro-Am, he wasn't going to play in the Pro-Am.
Sure.
Every Wednesday, right? He wasn't going to do that. He's not going to do sponsored dinners. But, you know, if this is the deal and they're going to make guaranteed money, no cuts, so when they do those 48-player events, I guarantee you they're all playing the Pro-Am.
Do you think, and Joey and I were talking about this on the way up, is what happened in the last two majors the catalyst for this, because you had a LIV player just win, and then in the major before, I'm pretty sure they finished like second and third, right?
Second, third, and fifth.
Yeah, and so is what happened in the majors kind of one of the reasons they were like, holy crap, they do have a lot of really good players.
But the PGA numbers were still high, at least in DFW, and LIV, like,
there's nothing.
Irrelevant.
Yeah.
Like, no one has watched it. No one knows where to watch it. So it's like, where do they have... Phil Mickelson is getting a parade thrown for him right now. He is getting praised like a hero. That he leaves, he makes everyone richer, improves the sport, and then he's back making more money than the tour he just left. Phil, Greg Norman, maybe Brooks, like... The huge winner.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
And now all those LIV guys come
Brooks
back.
Brooks is like definitely a winner, too. He might have been responsible for this.
There was another factor, too, in the intellectual property rights that he wanted. He was like, I can't post videos of myself because it's PGA Tour. I can't make money off of that. Yeah. So I wonder if that sticks or if that changes. And now he gets to create his own NFTs of himself.
Maybe something else. I don't know what the last straw was. I don't know if it was Brooks winning the majors. I it may have been Rory and Scheffler and John Rahm saying, dude, we should let these guys play in the Ryder Cup. I mean, I have no idea what it was. Like, there was a lot of factors. But you saw over the last 6 months how everything changed when it came to, like, you know, PGA Tour was doing this, they were going to start doing this, they were going to start doing this. A lot of these things were kind of like what LIV did, and I wonder if LIV just came in and said, look, we will bankroll you guys, we will totally bankroll you.
And it seems like some of the players are really mad this morning because supposedly they've been discussing this for 7 weeks, and there's multiple players that are like, is that right? I am literally learning about this today. And I'm sure we've all been in a company. Hell, we've had that problem here in the past where an announcement got made and we were like,
what do you mean?
Look, it happens all places, but I wonder how those players are going to feel. It's like, hey, you've been working on this for 7 weeks and you didn't give us a heads up?
How's Jim Nantz feel today, do you think, Sean?
Oh.
You better not ask him that. You better not.
Well, Nantz was taking all the shots, whatever LIV golfers were out
there. Would you bring him back on tomorrow if he said he wanted to apologize?
Of course.
Not to you, but to the LIV Tour for all the shots, since now they're maybe his bosses.
Yeah, but you don't have to ever worry about that. You guys will have Jim Nantz forever now. What time's Bochy on?
12:20.
I'd like to see if you would consider playing this for him from the G-Bag Nation.
I've heard some thoughts about this song.
On your home of the Rangers, we will see you tomorrow while you listen to this.
Oh, man.
Look at Bassick's face.
Justin Bieber?
Eric Chiafalo.
Basically. You know you're crushing, you know we stare, manage forever, and we'll be there, we want Young's Club, the ace to star, we love Club Life Field, but we still miss the par, division leaders, boys keep playing, it's just June,
that's my
and what they're saying, a healthy golfer, I can't believe my eyes. And every time still feels like the first time. And I'm all like, Bochy, 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 oh! Like Bochy, 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 oh! Like Bochy, 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 coach! I hope you'll always be mine, mine.
We might not.
Bochy, like Bochy, Bochy, Bochy,
coach! They're walking out.
Everyone took off their headphones.
Wow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.